Passage 50. Reading.
Now, listen to the passage.
Nowadays, few of us read books after we leave school. This is rather disturbing, for one should know that books are no less necessary to one's mental life than fresh air is to one's physical life. From good reading, we can derive companionship, experience, and instruction. A good book is our faithful friend. It can increase our contentment when we are cheerful and happy, and lessen our pain when we are sad or lonely. Books can also offer us a wide range of experience. Few of us can travel far from home or live long over 100. But all of us can live many lives through the pages of books. Once more, reading books can increase our intellectual ability, broaden our minds, and make us wise. With the coming of TV, books are no longer read as widely as they once were. However, nothing can replace the role that books play in our lives.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Nowadays, few of us read books after we leave school. Nowadays, few of us read books after we leave school. This is rather disturbing. This is rather disturbing. For one should know that books are no less necessary to one's mental life than fresh air is to one's physical life. For one should know that books are no less necessary to one's mental life than fresh air is to one's physical life. From good reading, we can derive companionship, experience, and instruction. From good reading, we can derive companionship, experience, and instruction. A good book is our faithful friend. A good book is our faithful friend. It can increase our contentment when we are cheerful and happy, and lessen our pain when we are sad or lonely. It can increase our contentment when we are cheerful and happy, and lessen our pain when we are sad or lonely. Books can also offer us a wide range of experience. Books can also offer us a wide range of experience. Few of us can travel far from home or live long over 100. But all of us can live many lives through the pages of books. Few of us can travel far from home or live long over 100. But all of us can live many lives through the pages of books. Once more, reading books can increase our intellectual ability, broaden our minds, and make us wise. Once more, reading books can increase our intellectual ability, broaden our minds, and make us wise. With the coming of TV, books are no longer read as widely as they once were. With the coming of TV, books are no longer read as widely as they once were. However, nothing can replace the role that books play in our lives. However, nothing can replace the role that books play in our lives.
The last reading.
Nowadays, few of us read books after we leave school. This is rather disturbing, for one should know that books are no less necessary to one's mental life than fresh air is to one's physical life. From good reading, we can derive companionship, experience, and instruction. A good book is our faithful friend. It can increase our contentment when we are cheerful and happy, and lessen our pain when we are sad or lonely. Books can also offer us a wide range of experience. Few of us can travel far from home or live long over 100. But all of us can live many lives through the pages of books. Once more, reading books can increase our intellectual ability, broaden our minds, and make us wise. With the coming of TV, books are no longer read as widely as they once were. However, nothing can replace the role that books play in our lives.